I gotta see if I'm ready. Minor details. You have found Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggle stories and triumphant successes of business owners across the land. Past episodes of the Authentic Business Adventures program can be found on the podcast link at drawincustomers.com. We are coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Radio Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. My name is James Kademan, entrepreneur, author, speaker, and helpful coach to small business owners across the country. Today, we're welcoming slash preparing to learn from Chelsea, owner of Captured by Chelsea. Chelsea, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well. So, Captured by Chelsea, why don't you tell us what that is?
It's a Facebook page my mom made for me because she thought I had a knack for photography.
Sure. Nice. So, you are a photographer, is that right?
Yes.
It's totally okay to say you're a photographer. How long have you had this Facebook page?
Well, since late July.
Late July. Oh, so we're talking 6 months.
Yeah.
Or 5 months, I suppose. So, what is the ultimate goal with it? Is it to become a photographer where you're making your own money, all that jazz?
Well, I hope to sometime in the future.
Okay. So, when did you get into photography?
When I was around 8 or 9, we were at a garage sale. My dad took me to a garage sale, and I found a $5 Canon camera.
Nice.
And I just started taking pictures with it.
Sure. No, when you say Canon camera, are you talking film camera or digital camera?
The digital ones.
Digital. Holy cow. That's how long it's been around, right? Or you can find it for $5. Man alive. I remember in college still using a darkroom and thinking, someday I'm going to have this in my house. And, of course, you don't need that now. So, whatever. Dreams don't need to come true all the time. So you sound young, so I bet you are young. So why don't you tell the listeners how old you are?
I'm 12.
12 years old. So this is awesome. You essentially started your own business, and you're 12 years old.
Yes.
Is that safe to say? So which means that all the people that are older than 12 and maybe have other stuff going on, that it really shouldn't be that hard, right?
I'd hope so.
No, it can start out with a $5 camera. So photographers take pictures of all kinds of stuff. There's weddings, and there's senior pictures, there's nature. Do you cater to any specific?
Not yet, but my mom and I were talking about it to do that sometime in the future.
Sure, sure. And what is your favorite?
Nature pictures.
Okay. And do you do close-up or more landscapes?
Close-up. I'm not very good at landscape.
Okay, okay. So with this Canon camera, what was the, was it a good camera, a nice camera?
I remember I lost the charger, but I remember it to be a pretty good camera.
Okay, okay.
So that's good.
So have you upgraded since then?
Well, I'm currently using my iPhone 6, and I'd say it's a bit better.
Okay.
So that's good.
Nice. So have you made any sales?
One for a company called Formicology. They bought one of my pictures for their Christmas cards.
Nice.
So that's good.
Nice. First customer.
Yes.
That's awesome. And how did it feel?
It felt pretty good since it was the first.
Sure.
So that's good.
So is the idea like, okay, this is real, or oh, this is still just a hobby?
In between, I'd say, but more of a hobby.
Okay. Right now. But you want it to become a full-fledged business.
Yes, I'd like it to.
So like you're 15, 16 years old in a few years, and you'll have to get a job just like every other 15, 16-year-old or most 15, 16-year-olds. It sounds like you have the option to either grow your photography business or just flip burgers somewhere, presuming robots aren't doing that by then. So what would you prefer to do?
I'd like to grow in photography.
Okay.
And there's a class in high school I'd like to take in photography.
Okay, okay. Have you done any outside learning or education or anything like that?
Not yet. I hope to.
Okay. So you have an eye for photography, it sounds like.
Yes.
Where do you think you got that?
I remember my mom talking about she had a knack for it and was hoping to try it sometime, but she never got around to do it.
Sure.
So I guess from my mom.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I can totally understand being a little bit older than 12 years old that you have an insanely long list of things that you mean to do. One I can think of, like learn swimming. I'm still working on that. Learning Spanish. I'm still working on that. So everybody has this long list, right?
Yes.
You have the benefit of youth. So you have your entire life to look forward to where you can do all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So where do you see your business going in, let's say, the next year?
Well, I would like a website with I'd also like to upgrade in, like, camera.
Okay.
So I would have a website and better pictures, and I'd like to sell more.
Sure. Sure. So let's start with the website. Would it be your website specifically and not just exclusive to Facebook or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I'd just like to get better pictures.
Okay.
And yeah.
Sure. And is this something that you would build yourself?
I'd like my mom to help me with it.
Okay. You got your mom as the right-hand woman here helping you out.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. So that's awesome. And she's very supportive of you. Then,
yeah,
right?
It's great.
Nice. So you got your website, or you will get your website going?
Will, hopefully.
Will, okay. And,
not currently.
And why don't you tell me about the name, the Captured by Chelsea?
Well, we were trying to think of, like, a catchy name
mm-hmm.
that started with C, and mm-hmm. my mom obviously came up with it.
Sure.
I'm not very good at that. So, yeah, my mom came up with it.
Okay. All right. Nice, nice. And how do you feel about it?
I like it a lot.
Okay. Have you gotten any feedback?
A little.
Okay.
I'd say.
Mostly positive?
Yeah.
Okay. No one said I hate this name, right?
No, luckily not.
Sure. So let's move into marketing your business. So you have Captured by Chelsea, you're a photographer. How have you or how will you market your business so that people actually know you exist outside of being on the greatest radio show in the world?
Well, we were hoping for the new year to go to craft shows and
nice.
Stuff like that
sure.
to sell our pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. So let me... I just have to clarify something because you pointed something out now. If you're going to craft shows to sell the images that you have, you're essentially selling images that you've already taken, not necessarily taking pictures of something that somebody has paid you to take pictures of. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. So you get to run around in nature, take some pictures, some super beautiful shots, put them on huge pictures, and then go to craft shows and stuff like that and sell them like that. Is that the idea?
Yes, I'd hope so.
Gotcha. Okay. Don't say hope, man. You got this.
Thank you.
This is super solid. All right. So how many pictures have you taken to the point that you'd be ready to display at a craft show? Are we talking tens or hundreds?
Well,
thousands?
There's a lot that I don't like, but
okay.
my mom loves.
Uh-huh.
So I'd only say like maybe five I'm really comfortable with.
Okay. So you raise an interesting point now. So there's some that your mom likes, but you're not that big of a fan of.
Yes.
So what don't you like about them?
Well, I don't think just the picture in general is good. Like the, it sometimes can turn out blurry.
Okay.
And the angle. And
sure.
just the placement of everything.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think that's just what I'm not very comfortable with yet.
Sure, sure. That makes sense. Well, if it makes sense, some of the Picasso paintings are just terrible, but they're still going for millions of dollars.
So. Yeah.
Just my opinion. It's all good. How do you decide what a good picture is?
Well, it's basically just my mom and I's opinion.
Okay.
What she thinks, and sometimes we can edit it a bit and crop stuff.
Sure.
And then it's good to go.
Okay. Is there a certain type of software that you use for that?
No, not really. I mean, basically all we do is crop it, but sometimes we'll add just little stuff to make
okay.
it a bit better. So
sure.
nothing in general.
Okay. So it's mostly just cropping, getting out the ugly stuff, or
yeah.
helping to focus on something specifically. All right. Are there any places that you'd like to go to take pictures of nature and all that?
Well, I was talking about this like a week ago with my mom. I'd really like to travel outside of the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
mostly to Iceland.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'd really love to go there for pictures.
Sure. Why Iceland?
Well, I've seen the pictures and, like, the waterfalls, and I'd also like to go to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really love to go to those two places.
Sure. The state of Oregon?
Yeah.
Oh, my sister lives out there. It's a beautiful place.
I've seen.
She sent me a picture of, she was in some woods, but I couldn't tell you if it was a rainforest or what was it. It was very green. That's all I remember.
It looks awesome.
So, yeah, it's a very pretty area. So I definitely recommend it. Do you have places around here that you like to go?
Well, when it snows, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to go into the woods
okay.
for just a snow picture.
Sure.
But I haven't gotten one yet. It hasn't been much snow. But
no,
that's
it's
what I'm hoping
a weird
for.
Winter, isn't it?
Yes.
I was just thinking, I don't remember the last time that we had a Christmas that was not white.
It's been a while.
And I'm kind of okay with that because you don't have to shovel rain, so... But on the flip side, it looks like it's March, and it's definitely not March.
Yeah.
So no worries. So, do you go to any state parks or anything like that, or?
I have not, but okay. I'd like to.
Sure. Well, there's tons of places around, and you have Christmas vacation now, right?
Yes.
So you can go wherever you want. It's all good.
Yeah.
So, did you know, let's say a year ago, that you were going to start a photography business?
No.
No.
I didn't really.
So this more or less just accidentally came about, or did you have an idea that you were going to be a business owner of some kind?
I didn't. It kind of just, like, happens, I guess, depending on the pictures I take and...
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I want
sure.
to happen.
Okay. And what do you want to have happen?
Just to grow a bit
mm-hmm.
In photography. I think that'd be awesome.
Okay. And would this be something that when you graduate high school, that it would be a full-time job or...
I'd like to do that.
Okay. All right.
That'd be fun.
Do you know what has to happen for that to happen?
Not really.
No, okay. That's okay. So it's tough to know what you want when you don't know what it is, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's, are you cool if we go down the road and trying to figure out what you'll need to have happen?
Yeah, sure.
That way for other business owners that are listening or potential business owners, 12-year-old, 50-year-olds, or 92-year-olds, whatever, we can figure this out, right?
Yeah.
So first thing you're going to need, I think starting out with a website is a great idea, right? Because then you control where people are finding you versus some... social media controlling it, right? Not
yes,
that it's bad to have a social media thing, but having your own website, you can control it. You can bring people there and you can show off what you want to show off.
Yes, I think it'd be a bit easier and a lot more helpful.
Sure, sure, absolutely. So website, great starting point. Then, realistically, once you start making any sort of money at all, you want to set up an LLC, which is Limited Liability Company. And that's in the state of Wisconsin, right? So it's just a simple form online. Don't trust any of the things online where they tell you, hey, we'll start your LLC for you. Just Department of Financial Institutions, like $150, something like that. It's easy.
Oh, right? Okay.
Then the idea is that you're keeping your business separate from your individual. Now, we run into a little bit of a snag because you're under 18 years old. And I don't know what the rules are in regards to being under 18 and starting your own LLC, so maybe your mom can help navigate that. So, but it's easy. It's online. Less than 5-10 minutes, you can have it knocked out.
That'd be awesome.
Yep. Then, next thing you're going to do is you're going to get an EIN number. It's an employee identification number. So, employee identification number is essentially the social security number for your business. That way, you're not using your social security number for your business.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, that, I believe, is free or maybe it's like $10 or something like that. And that same thing, there's going to be a bunch of websites when you look up EIN number. They'll be like, we'll get your EIN number for whatever. Pay us $5 million. And just go to, there's a federal... I think it's Department of Revenue, U.S. Department of Revenue, file for the EIN number, no big deal.
Doesn't sound too hard.
Yeah, it's super easy. And then once you get those two numbers, then you can go to a bank, whatever bank you choose, but basically I like to find one that doesn't charge you to have a business account. Some banks like to charge you for everything, like walking through the door, putting one step in front of the other. We don't want to deal with any of that. We want as no fees as possible.
Yes.
Because I don't believe there should be fees for something like that. Anyways, you start a separate checking and savings account for your business. That way you get your personal checking and savings over here, and you got your business checking and savings over here. So they're two independent entities. That way when you have to keep track of your books, money coming in, money going out, and you have to take care of taxes and stuff like that, it's very easy to say, this is your business stuff, and this is your personal stuff. Does
that
make sense?
Not too hard.
Very easy, but you'd be surprised how many people combine them all in one, and then a couple things happen. One, they don't know what to do when it comes to taxes, so they may not be paying enough, or maybe they're paying too much in taxes. And two, and arguably worse, they don't even know how much money they're making or if they're making money. They go by the, well, I have money in my account, so I must be making money thing, right? Which is terrible. You want to keep those separate, right?
Yeah.
The other thing, by having this LLC and the separate accounts, is that it helps you limit liability. So in the case of a photographer, there's probably a very, very slim chance that anyone would say, oh my gosh, I saw this picture that Chelsea took of a pond and it caused me to send my car into a pond or something like this, right? Psycho, crazy unlikely, but you still want to keep them separate so that they're not going after you, they're going after your business.
Yeah.
So to speak. So with a lot of businesses that have liability of some kind, let's just say like a restaurant, right? Someone eats at a restaurant and they believe that they get food poisoning from this restaurant, even though their memory doesn't serve them very well or anything like that. They're going to go after that restaurant and not necessarily going after the business owner of that restaurant who may or may not have even been pr- present at the time, right?
Yeah.
So you're keeping the entity separate, right? You're essentially creating an entity, just like you are an entity as an individual person, the business is going to be a separate one as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Awesome. Then you're going to figure out a way to keep track of the money going in and out. Now, for something like what you have going on now, you could probably get away with something like Excel or Google Sheets or something like that, right? Just money in, money out, because I imagine there's not a ton of expenses going on.
Not really.
And right now, there's not a ton of money coming in, but eventually there will be, right?
Hopefully.
But it'll essentially be, the expenses will be your travel and stuff like this and whatever cameras you have to have and all that jazz, right?
Yeah.
And then your income will be when people buy your stuff at the different trade shows and all that jazz, right?
Yeah.
So you want to keep track of that so you can say, hey, I spent this much money in a given month for these things, and I made this much money in a given month for when I sold these things. Then I hope you also keep track, depending upon how you want to set it up. You can set it up based on your different pictures. You can see what pictures are selling and what pictures are not. Because here's a challenge that a lot of businesses run into. They have, let's just say we go out at the restaurant, right? Because there's a lot of restaurants around. They have food for sale at the restaurant, and people buy this food, and they're thinking, you know what? I make a lot of tacos. I offer tacos, pizza, and burgers, but I think like a lot of people are ordering tacos. I get this feeling, right? But it's a gut feeling, and maybe it's only because this person is really working Tuesdays and Thursdays, and people eat more tacos on Tuesdays and Thursdays, when really their business is killing it on pizzas. But since they're not actually keeping track of the data, they have no idea. So if you keep track of the pictures that you're selling, which pictures are selling more than others, you know, hey, when I go to a given craft fair or photo show or whatever it is you go to sell this stuff, you'll know which ones to bring because you know which ones are selling.
Yes, I hope to keep good track of that data.
Sure. Awesome. Cool. And then once you really start bringing in money, then it makes sense to get, I call it real accounting software. Whether it's like QuickBooks or Peachtree or some accounting software of some kind to keep track of all the ins and outs and all that jazz. Does that make sense? We're good there?
Yep.
So far, I think we've killed maybe, I don't know, a half hour of your time setting all this stuff up. It's interesting because I teach a business planning class, and I'll get students that have to set stuff like this up, and they will feel overwhelmed.
I bet.
Psycho-overwhelmed by the stuff that we just talked about. And realistically, you could sit down at a desk with internet connection and a computer for a half hour. You knock the majority of that out. No problem.
Pretty easy.
It is. Totally easy. People end up getting scared because, and I learned this actually. I learned this last year I started a little side business venture. It was a total flop, total failure. And it was designed for small business owners or up and coming entrepreneurs. But it was a flop. And I learned after talking with some people, some potential clients, that there was a fear involved that if they would accomplish what this event was going to accomplish, so like getting their LLC and their EIN number, website, blah, blah, blah. If they're going to actually get all that done, that means that they don't have to say that they're building their business. They actually have to say that they're in business. And when you're in business, there's something huge that you have to do. It's a sell. And a lot of people are insanely scared of selling, even when they're selling pictures that they took, right? Or even when they're selling drawings or art or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
There's people have this connotation of evil when it comes to sales, right?
Yeah.
Like they're just afraid, I don't want to go buy this used car because I have to deal with the salespeople or new car or whatever. You know, people just have this connotation that salespeople are evil. When realistically, if you own your own business, or realistically, I guess you could argue if you have to turn in your homework late, you have to essentially sell the teacher on allowing you to turn it in late, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's in sales. So it's weird that we as a society have this negative connotation in sales. But that said, if you get all this stuff done, you have to actually go and sell, market.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit. How do you feel when you go to these trade shows? Or have you been to a trade show yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. What's the next one that you're going to?
Well, we're hoping to go to a craft show.
Craft show. Okay. Any craft show? Anyone in particular? Or just local one?
Yeah, a local one.
Okay.
Close, hopefully.
I'm presuming that there are millions of craft shows around. My wife always seems to be talking about one or the other at any given weekend. So is there anyone, let's just pick one, and let's just say there's in some town, there's the local craft show where they probably charge you 50 cents or whatever for a booth, maybe 20 bucks, I don't know, whatever it is. Are you comfortable talking to people?
Well, I'd hope, yeah, I'm a bit comfortable.
Okay.
I think I'm getting better at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that should be pretty easy.
Sure. I always tell people when you're at a craft show or an event or expo or something like that, you have two options when people walk by, right? One is that they don't interact with you and they don't buy anything, right? Nothing lost.
Yeah.
Nothing gained. On the flip side, if you do interact with them and they perchance take your card or they end up buying something, you have a huge gain, right?
Yeah.
So you have absolutely nothing to lose by reaching out to someone saying, hey, how's it going? Right?
Yes.
And you have everything to gain. Now, I can tell you from being at trade shows and expos and stuff like that, there's people that will go by and they don't want to make eye contact at all. Like, they're afraid. I'm like, what are you doing here at this trade show if you don't want to talk to anyone? And realistically, whether they buy or not, you're still going to move on with your life and they will move on with their life, right?
Yeah.
They're just, their life is going to be a little bit sadder because they didn't have your picture. So it's up to you to tell them, hey, man, I want to make your life happier by having this picture. And by have, I mean you pay me for it.
I should do that.
So, when it comes to, let's talk about pricing and stuff like that. Have you figured out, without talking real numbers, have you figured out what to charge or how to offer your pictures?
Yes, we're getting specific prices for specific sizes.
Okay.
So we're going to find more sizes to price, mm-hmm. but we've found out some prices yet, not all.
Okay.
So.
And are these, like, I haven't been to a whole lot of craft shows outside of being dragged to some by my wife, which means I'm usually trying to find food. So when it comes to pictures, is this stuff that you offer prints of? Are they on canvas? Or I guess there's all kinds of things you can do with these things and how to offer them. Are they framed?
I think we're printing them, and we can make magnets of them and just little stuff like that. And I think some can be framed.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're gonna frame some of them, but not all of them.
Gotcha. Okay. So you just have to go to a few shows, see what sells,
yeah.
and then figure it out from there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. So if you had one thing to recommend, let's say a chunk of advice for someone that was considering starting their business or just starting even a hobby of this nature, and what kind of advice would that be?
I haven't gotten too far in photography, so mm-hmm. I don't have much to say.
Sure.
But I would just say,
So in 6 months, right, you've probably learned one thing or you came up with a little hiccup that you're like, oh, I didn't even dawn on me about that.
Well, I'd try new places and
okay.
try all the spots and just mm-hmm. try, different stuff that you wouldn't normally try because
sure.
you never know what's going to work and
sure.
what will actually be better
okay.
for you.
Sure. What are some of the challenges that you've come across so far?
Well,
you're pretty new into it, so I imagine there's not a ton, or hopefully there's not a ton so far.
Yeah. I'm terrible at standing still
okay.
and trying to capture stuff. I'm not too good at getting moving stuff.
Sure.
But other than that, it's been pretty easy.
When you say moving stuff, you mean like capturing a cheetah in the wild kind of thing or something?
Yeah.
That? Okay, gotcha. I don't know if many people are good at that, so that's okay. And there's technology and cameras now that can probably compensate
yeah.
for a little bit of that. Sure. And I imagine when you go out and take pictures of nature, just generally speaking, stand still, their grass doesn't move that much, right?
No.
It doesn't run. I imagine more of the problem would be having to wait for the sun to be in a certain position, right? When you do a
yeah,
nature
that
analysis.
Is hard sometimes because sure. of shadows. And sometimes mm-hmm. you can take a really good picture and not even notice that you can see your shadow
sure.
in the background of
yeah.
it.
No, I know exactly what you mean. So it's interesting. So what would you... Okay, you get all this stuff done. And let's just say you'll get all that stuff done in a matter... Well, let's just say by the end of your vacation here, right? Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got yourself a real business here. Yay, happy times. What do you feel would be the next best step after you get website and all the gritty details, all that jazz, the Excel, the separate checking and savings account, the LLC, EIN number, and all that jazz?
To invest in a better camera.
All right.
I'm fine with what I have,
mm-hmm.
but I know there's better technology.
Sure.
For a fair price.
Sure.
So I'd like to get a better camera.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an idea what type of camera it would be?
A Canon.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really good brand.
Okay, sure.
And it works good, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just don't lose the charger.
I won't.
All right. So what are you hoping to learn in regards to taking pictures and all that jazz? Because I imagine with photography, there's all kinds of classes and different things that you can learn from, right?
Yeah.
I mean, shadows and silhouette and portraits and moving things and all that jazz.
Well, I'd really like to learn how to, like, make best of what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm not too good at finding stuff and be able to take good pictures of it.
Okay.
And getting good angles. I'd mm-hmm. also like to work on angles.
Okay.
Because that will make my pictures a lot better, hopefully.
Gotcha. So when you, does that mean that you have an eye for something so that when you're traveling around, let's just say, I don't know if you had to travel for Christmas at all, but you're looking out and you're looking out the window of the car and you're saying, hey, we should take a picture of that kind of thing?
Well, it really just depends what it is, but I do that a lot.
Okay.
I'd say.
Okay. Do you find that you're taking pictures all the time?
Well, I don't think it's the best time to be taking pictures because I don't live in, like, an area where there's a lot of, like, just everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just really hoping for snow because that'll help me get a lot more pictures.
Sure, sure. It'll actually probably help with the light as well because the snow will reflect a lot of light up.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Sure, sure. I imagine you're not the only one. I may be the only one that is totally fine with a brown Christmas. That's just me. No worries. So, do you have any questions for me in regards to some help starting your business?
Well, like, just getting your stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
How would you do that?
Getting your stuff out there, like, from a marketing standpoint?
Yeah.
Sure. So, there's essentially two, we'll call it three things that you're going to need, right? It comes down to time, money, and effort, I always tell people, right? And you're 12 years old, so money, you're probably not rolling in millions of dollars or
no.
anything like that, right? Off chance guess. And from a time point of view, you have school and all that jazz going on, but realistically, you probably got a fair amount of time,
yeah.
right? And effort is actually what you do with that time. So we take something like any given task. You could take any given task. Let's just say you had to shovel your driveway. Right?
Yeah.
Shovel your driveway probably takes, I don't know, half hour, 10 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever. Takes a given time probably all the time. Every time it snows, it's going to take whatever time, right? Unless you get crazy 5 feet or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But you know that that's with a given amount of effort, and somebody new could come along, it maybe takes them twice as long. So their effort, it's more effort over a longer period of time. But maybe if you really committed and you're like, I have to get that driveway done in 20 minutes. It normally takes me a half hour, but I want to watch this show or I want to go to the store with my mom or I just want to do something that happens in 20 minutes. And the only way for me to do that is for me to finish up the driveway in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you think you can make it happen?
Yes.
Absolutely. Because one, before you're just kind of shoveling, like, hey, we've got a shovel, and you have no end that was needed, right?
Yeah.
It's just, hey, when you're done shoveling, you come in the house, right? Or you go sledding. Where now you put an exact time on there, and Parkinson's law is the amount of time that you have to do something is equal to the amount of time that you allot for it to be done. Which means that if you give yourself an hour to do a half-hour job, that half-hour job will all of a sudden take an hour. But likewise, if you give yourself only 20 minutes to do a job that normally takes a half hour, amazingly, you can get it done.
Yeah.
So what I mean to say in a very roundabout way is when it comes to marketing, you can do a lot in a very short amount of time and very often without a ton of money, if any layout. And depending upon the type of business, you can get a decent return. So we could talk about your business specifically. So who would you say, where I like to start with marketing, is who would you say essentially is your target market?
Well, what do you mean by that?
By target market, I mean if you're at a craft fair and let's just say somebody like me rolls by, are you expecting me to buy a picture?
Well, it depends what your likes are and if you like the pictures, what kind of pictures.
Sure.
But, yeah.
So I can tell you, me, I'm a 40-something-year-old dude. I got a 5-year-old kid pulling on my leg to do whatever. I can tell you I'm probably not your ideal client, right? Because there's no way that I could even pause at your stand for 3 seconds, let alone a minute or two to talk with you and figure out what's going on with your pictures, right?
Yeah.
So I'm probably not your target market. However, that is to say that someone, well, let's just take the landscaping company that bought one of your prints, right? Maybe corporations or companies are a better target market than individuals. Maybe. I'm not saying for sure. But maybe let's just go down the craft show. Who is going to a craft show? Is it generally men or women?
Well, both.
Both. Okay. Would they be 12-year-old people, 30-year-old people, 50-year-old people, 90-year-old people?
I'd say like maybe 30. Okay. Or somewhere right. around that.
So I'm going to go off on a just guess. And based on my wife's invitations to craft shows alone. And we're going to say female and in the neighborhood of 30 years old. Let's start there. Now, these people that want these pictures, do they own a house or are they in an apartment? Best guess.
Probably a house.
House. All right. So it's homeowner, female, 30-some years old, right? And this woman, is she a stay-at-home mom? Or does she have her own business? Or does she work at a business somewhere?
Her own business.
Her own business. Okay. So an entrepreneur, female, 30-something, that owns a home, right? So you see what we're doing is we keep narrowing down like that, right? That is not to say that if someone like me rolls around, right? I'm a guy, whatever. I got this kid pulling on my leg. That if I was going to say, hey, Chelsea, I want to buy one of your pictures. You say, nope, you don't fit my target market. Don't do that. The idea is that you figure out your target market. That way, you know exactly, okay, this is my target market. Female, homeowner, entrepreneur. I know exactly where this person is going to be. Where do people like that hang out? In regards to being able to see ads, right? Are they on social media? And if they are, what type of social media? What time of day are they on social media? Do they talk with their friends about stuff like this? You know, are they going to, maybe there's wine walks and stuff like that, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's certain things that you can say, oh, this is where my target market is hanging out, so therefore, this is where I should push my advertising or my marketing. Or if a lot of people that fit that demographic are on this given social media, then should go on that social media.
Yeah.
And throw up your post so that they can see it more often. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's just say your target demographic was a 90-year-old guy that is in a nursing home. Let's just say. I don't know what that would be. Let's just say, right?
Okay.
Would you go on social media for that guy?
Probably not.
Probably not. This guy doesn't even know how to turn on a computer, let alone much else, because he's in a nursing home, right?
Yes.
So it's a different situation. There'd be a different way to reach him, right? Maybe a Wheel of Fortune or something like that. Doesn't matter. In the end, you know what your target market is so that you can go where your target market is.
Yeah.
Instead of the problem that I see a lot of people making, a lot of business owners make, is they go where they are, not necessarily where their customers are. So does that make sense?
Yes.
You just want to go where they are. So it sounds like your target demographic, you could hit social media pretty easily. And with social media, the awesome thing about, I would say, a lot of female social media people versus male social media people, right? I'm being totally sexist here, but that's just in marketing. That's okay. Female will share and like and do a lot more stuff. They'll interact with stuff more than a lot of guys will. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right? So even if, let's just say a guy likes one of the pictures that he sees, he might be embarrassed to say that he likes it because then his buddies will give him crap, right?
Yeah.
So where a woman may say, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Check out this sweet picture and then share. Costs you nothing, right?
Yes.
Nothing directly. You had initially posted and there was the time to throw that up there. But after it was shared and all this jazz, it just goes off on its own. That's fantastic. So it's a great way to go, right?
Yes.
So you could throw, I would recommend finding some social media that your target market is on and really push it and try to get people interacting with what you want.
Okay.
Maybe I would even take it a step further because essentially when you're at craft fair is essentially art, right?
Yes.
They're not going to, let's say, the big box store and buying a frame for the picture, right? Right? You know, they have those generic pictures in a frame, whatever.
Yeah.
That's not what they're going for. They're going for an art. With art, there's emotion involved. So you could, or what I would recommend that you do, is you get a story going. Because realistically, they could find a landscape picture anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Maybe yours is better in some way, shape, or form, but realistically, they want a story. You can tell a story with your business. You can say, look, I'm Chelsea. I'm a 12-year-old girl. This is what I got going on. This is how I got interested in this. Look at my pictures. So now when somebody says, hey, it's a cool picture. Where'd you get that? They're not going to say, you know, I don't know, maybe online somewhere. They're going to say, oh, my gosh, there's this awesome photographer named Chelsea. You got to go to her website, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
You get that story going, which means that you're more memorable. And what does it really cost to tell your story?
Not much at all.
You got it on your website, and you can have it on your social media, but it's more than just one post. You're taking people through it. Like, you could do a whole little video, just a little minute or two video of you actually going to take pictures in some place, right?
Yes.
And so people can say, like, oh, this is what's going on, right? And you can tell, hey, this is why I'm taking a picture of this. We're looking at the light and blah, 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 blah. This is what I'm using. And to me, it's kind of neat that you're using your iPhone to take the picture. Because one, that shows you how far technology has come. But two, it's like, look at this amazing picture that this girl was able to capture with just an iPhone, right? That's not to say don't get the fancy Canon camera, because that's totally cool as well. But it gives it kind of a little there's a you can do it feel to that, right?
Yes.
A 12-year-old kid with a little camera that I have in my pocket as well took this picture. Could I take that picture?
Yes.
But I couldn't. I could push the button pointing at something so I could take a picture. But with your eye and all that kind of stuff, I'm betting that I could not take the same picture that you can take. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what you're selling is the story to go along with the picture. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's art. And the beautiful thing about art is you can charge more than just a picture, right?
Yes.
It's a picture with a story. People will always pay more for a story. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I would roll that story. Plus, it's way more fun. You can have fun with the story.
I like that part about mm-hmm. photography.
Mm-hmm. And as you're going, the main thing that we do when it comes to social media is you have to post routinely, right?
Yes.
Whether that's once a day, five times a day, once a week, whatever it is, as long as it's routine. And yes. People can come to expect it, and they can say it, they can look back, and they say, oh, look at these posts. Here's the story of Chelsea and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we try to have a, not really routine, but
sure.
Just post, like, not take a huge, long break.
Sure.
But we try to post continually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's good. That's very good. Do you get a whole lot of interaction with the posts that you have?
I'd say so, okay. A little bit.
Okay. One thing that I would say there is just because nobody's liking or sharing it does not mean people aren't seeing it. It's interesting. I've posted a bunch of stuff and you get what I consider to be no play, right? There's no likes, there's no shares. But it says there's so many views or whatever. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm posting all this stuff and nothing's happening. But then I'll go into some business event and people will say, oh my gosh, James, I saw blah, 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 this stuff going on. Which means that, oh my gosh, these people are trolling, but it's totally cool. Because then you'd understand that it's not a waste of time.
Yes.
Right? As long as eventually it turns into money. If it doesn't eventually turn into money, then it's totally a waste of time. The sad part is that you don't find that out until after, just like with any marketing. So is the idea that you will stay local with craft shows and stuff like that, or will you go national?
Well, for now, local.
Okay.
Considering we haven't been to one yet, it's going to be local.
Just sure.
Whatever's easier for sure. Now,
okay.
I think.
Okay. So then you can tighten up your target demographic even more to say the 30-ish-year-old entrepreneur that owns her own house.
Yes.
That lives in a 50-mile radius of Dane County, let's say. So then you tighten it up and like, okay, how many people fit that demographic? And on top of that, let's add in of those people that go to craft fairs, right? So yes. You could tie in with all these other craft fairs because some of them probably have posts and stuff like that are online that you can tag into and all that jazz.
Yes.
So you can share. So from a financial point of view, there won't be a huge layout, if anything. It'll all come down to time and time and effort, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And then you got to wait for the return. The beautiful thing will be when you keep pushing these posts and do all the stuff and get your story rolling and all that jazz, and you go to one of these craft fairs, maybe it's the first one, maybe it's the fifth one, whatever, and somebody comes up and they're like, I know you because they saw you online.
Yes.
And they saw all the stuff that you did. So are they sold already as a customer?
Well,
we'll call it 90%. They're
yeah,
totally
I'd
sold.
Say so.
They're totally sold. If they're aware of you, they're 90% sold.
I think it'll make it a lot easier
mm-hmm.
if
mm-hmm.
they know you or know of you.
Absolutely. There's a lot of companies that spend many, many, many millions, if not billions of dollars to bring out awareness. Because once there's awareness, then people have to decide yes or no. Do I want this or do I not want this?
Yeah.
If they're not even aware, then they don't get that choice. Just like, you know, hey, I got these shoes, right? You went to a shoe store and you're like, what shoes do I want? But can you imagine going to a shoe store blind?
Not really.
It'd be really tough because how would you choose what shoes you want?
That'd be hard.
You'd have to be like, can somebody please put these shoes on me, right? You can't go for the aesthetic look that you're looking for, right?
No.
Which is super tough. So you wouldn't get the option to say yes or no to a given pair of shoes, right? Same thing with your pictures. If people aren't even aware that you exist, it's tough, right?
Yes.
Plus, you'll stand out amongst all the other stuff that's at the craft fair, right? Maybe there'll be other photographers or something like this. There'll be some embroidered cats on some sweaters or something like this, right? All the typical crafty fair stuff. And you'll stand out because people will recognize you.
Yes, I'd hope that would make it a lot easier.
Sure, sure. Totally will. Totally will. Make your job easier. That's awesome. So let's just talk about the craft fair stuff a little bit. Are you okay doing that? Like, that's weekends and stuff like that.
Yes, I'm very okay with doing that. Okay. I'd love to do it.
Sure. That's awesome. So let's talk about goals, because I like to talk about goals with people, a lot of clients and stuff like that. Because they say, oh, I want to build my business. Well, that's pretty vague, right? It's like saying, yes, I want to be successful or I want to be rich. If you don't put an actual number to it, how do you know if you've actually accomplished that? Saying I want to lose weight, right? Like a pound, yes, an ounce? Like, what do you want to do? So, do you have an idea in mind in regards to a goal? Like, you want to sell X number of pictures by whenever time? Or you want to sell so many dollars worth or anything like that?
Yeah, I'd like to get more well-known, I guess.
So, how would you define that?
Well, for one thing, a website that mm-hmm. would make it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Going to craft shows.
Sure.
So then more people will know of Captured by Chelsea.
Sure.
And just social media, too.
Okay.
That will make it a lot easier.
All right. So we could put together a little checklist. Are you okay putting together a checklist?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a pen?
No.
I got a pen. Okay. Do you have paper? There's got to be paper around here. Okay. We'll just have the listeners write this down.
Okay.
So first thing we're going to do is we're going to commit to getting a website. So when do you think you could have a website done?
Well, soon.
Okay, let me put a caveat in there. Website's never really done. So let's say a website up that you're not ashamed to send people to. Let's start there.
I'd say very soon.
Put a date on very soon. January or March?
Probably around February, or when I'm comfortable with the pictures I'm taking and when I get more.
Okay.
I'd say.
All right. So I'm going to say by March 15th, you'll have a website up. Is that fair?
I'd say so.
Okay. So by March 15th, you're committing to get a website up, right?
Yes.
Boom, done. Okay. Next step. What do you want to do? Will you be at a craft fair by that time?
I think so.
Okay. I don't know if there's a season for craft fairs or if it's all year long. So let's say you'll be at least one craft fair by mid-March as well?
Yes, I think that would be fairly easy.
Awesome. Awesome. And then let's just take it a step further and say that you will sell at least one more print, regardless of where, even if it's to your mom or something like that, you'll sell one more print by March 15th.
Yes, I think I can achieve that.
Okay. So I'm going to change that, though. You know you can achieve that. I'm just going full coach on you here. So now let's just say you got your website by March 15th. You've been to at least one craft fair by March 15th. And you sold at least one picture by March 15th.
Yes.
Super awesome, right?
Yes.
So let's just say that it's March 12th and you have yet to sell a picture. And your mom's like, you know what? I'm not going to buy the picture. You got to go sell your picture. What do you think you're going to do?
Well, I'd try my best to advertise it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't make it too expensive. I wouldn't make it too inexpensive.
Sure.
Well, I think the main part would try to get it to be more advertised. Mm-hmm. I think that would be the main part to it and help a lot.
Sure. So it's interesting you say that, right? Because March 15th, you committed to doing this. March 12th, you're only a few days away, 3 months from where we are now, but only a few days away from the deadline on March 12th, when you're like, okay, we got to make this happen by March 15th. See what happens when you set a date to a goal. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Instead of saying, you know, sometime. Because if you said, you know, sometime, and it was March 12th, would you have any fire under your butt to get moving?
No.
No, because sometime could be years from now, right?
Yeah, if you don't set a goal, then you just keep.
Right. Goal with a specific time. Right. A specific date. It's awesome. And something that can be measured, right? You can very easily measure whether you sold a picture or not. Right?
Yes.
Money came in my hands, rock and roll, we sold it. Money did not come in my hands. Bam, bam. Not so good. All right, so let's see. What else? Let's think of one more thing that we can commit to doing. How about you commit to doing, well, you tell me. What would you like to commit to doing by, let's say, by March 15th? We'll make them all March 15th so it's easy.
Well, I'd like to take different kinds of pictures. Okay. Landscape. If I get a camera, I think it'd be easier to take landscape pictures. So I'd like to try out different things about pictures and try different kinds of it.
Okay. All right. So if you were to go, let's say, this afternoon and to go out and take some pictures, how many pictures do you typically take when you go out? Or do you ever go out to take pictures, or is it just on the fly, kind of like, hey, this looks cool?
Both.
Okay.
Well, if I have something really good, I remember I took a butterfly and an apple. I took so many pictures, like 25 of them.
That's the beauty of digital cameras, right? You do not run out of film.
Yes.
You can run out of space, but that's a lot of pictures. That's a downside on Christmas when my dad gets a camera. It's like 5 million pictures. We used to be limited to 24.
Jeez.
With film? No, we're totally not limited.
That'd be hard.
Or if he is, he's limited to like 2,000 or something like this. It's like bam, bam, bam. It's crazy. So, okay, so you commit to, should we say, well, how many times do you go out to take pictures? Are we talking once a week, once a month?
Well, I go out every now and then to see if anything has changed and if there's anything new I can take a picture of. But sure. I try to get out as much as I can and get as much pictures as I can and something new.
All right.
Try not to repeat pictures of what I take.
Sure. So let's commit that to a given time frame, something that we can measure.
Well,
what are you, once a week?
Maybe like 3 times a week.
3 times a week.
As much as I can.
Okay. So as much as you can, we cannot measure. 3 times a week, we can.
Yes.
So you could commit to 3 times a week going out to take pictures?
It's probably going to be more than that.
All you have to do is commit to the 3. If you do more than that, that's extra credit, right?
Yes.
Rock and roll. And it's your business, so it's not like, oh my gosh, yay.
Yeah.
There's no money raining from the sky or anything like that. It's just, it's for you. You're committing to your business, which is totally fine. But let's just say you commit to three times going out a week taking pictures.
Yes.
You're cool with it?
Yeah.
And how many pictures do you have to take each time, minimum? Knowing you don't have to deal with film.
Around, maybe, sometimes they can be really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other times you have to wait.
Sure.
A few seconds before you take a picture.
Sure.
Sometimes I can just take one picture of something.
Okay.
Because it's so easy. Other times, typically I take maybe like 7 pictures of one thing.
Okay.
Because I really try to get the best picture I can.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure it's all focused and everything.
Sure.
And I can't see myself in the background.
Sure, sure. So you can commit to going out 3 times a week and each time taking a minimum of 7 pictures.
Yes.
Okay. So that we're talking 21 pictures a week minimum, which means by March you're talking 21 times 4, 80. I'm just trying to do math on the air here. 240-ish pictures, ballpark, way ballpark, by March 15th?
Yes.
Okay, see, that 240-ish pictures, you're almost like, oh my gosh, that sounds like a lot of pictures.
Sounds like a lot, but it's in a span of 3 months.
But 3 times a week and 7 pictures each time, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Realistically, right? When you break it down like that, it's easy, super doable.
Yes.
So that means that you're committing to doing that. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, high five there. Boom.
Thanks.
Okay. So, you got this down. We're going to take some pictures. You're going to get the website up and all that jazz. So,
yes.
That sounds super cool.
Thank you.
The people that are interested, people are listening to this, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is super cool. She's got all this stuff going on. I want to see these pictures. Where can people go to see the pictures?
Well, right now, we don't have a Facebook page.
Okay.
But on Facebook, it's Captured by Chelsea.
Okay. So, people could look up Captured by Chelsea. And Chelsea, spell your name for me.
C-H-E-L-S-E-Y.
Okay, so L-S-E-Y is the... I almost misspelled that myself, so that's why I pointed that out. So Captured by Chelsea, people can go on Facebook, look that up, and like your page, and then when you get your website up, then they can see what's going on there.
Yes, that will be a lot more helpful.
Awesome. Cool. Do you have any other ideas or things that you are excited about in your business in the coming, besides all this stuff that we just put on here?
I think craft shows will be really fun.
Okay.
You never know what's going to happen.
Sure.
If no pictures are going to sell or a lot of them are. So I think that will be exciting.
Now, it's interesting you pointed out. Because one of the things that I learned in the training that I've had over the course of many years is that you do everything you can to control the outcome, but a lot of times you cannot control the outcome.
Yes.
Right? So you can control what you can control. For example, you can control going to the craft fair. You can control the pictures that you put up and all that jazz. And you can control reaching out to people that are at the craft fair and trying to sell. But yeah. In the end, can you control if they buy or not?
I can't control what they like, what they don't like, and how much they're going to buy, if they're not going to buy at all.
Correct.
You never know what everyone likes.
Right.
So you can control, like, everything except what they're going to buy and what they like.
Sure. Which means that if you go to a craft fair and you sell nothing, did you do anything wrong?
No.
No. Not necessarily. As long as you did everything you could.
And I tried my best.
Yes. That is, that's all you can do, right? And as long as you routinely try your best, routinely go to the craft shows, put up the stuff, listen to the feedback, and adapt and improvise, all that jazz.
Yes, and just grow in my pictures and take people's advice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then, is it realistic that you'll be successful?
I think so.
It totally is.
I mean, I can never, I'll never know, but I hope so.
You will totally know. You will totally know because, and I'll tell you why, because over the course of time, you go to a few craft fairs, you're going to learn some stuff like, oh, people always carry $20 bills, so I shouldn't make something $18 because then you have to make change, right?
Yes.
If you can make something $20, then it's very easy. If maybe there's going to be times when people are like, oh my gosh, I wish I had these on greeting cards instead of just this big picture, right? Maybe something like that.
Yes.
Whatever it is, you're going to learn and you're going to tweak, and then you're going to come up again and you're going to tweak, and eventually you're going to find that, oh my gosh, this is what people are buying. And maybe, and this is the weird part, this is where I say don't fall in love with your business. This is the weird part you're going to come across where you're going to sell this picture that you're like, you know, I can't believe people are buying that picture. That picture is so ugly.
It happens a lot when I see a lot of people have been liking it. I wonder to myself why they like it, because it sucks.
That is totally fine. If people are willing to buy that picture, I'm sure the people that make, I think of some sodas or drinks that are just terrible. They're disgusting, right? But people are buying them, so the company is just like, okay. If you want this junk, I will totally make this junk, right?
Yes.
Because realistically, does it matter?
Well, in some ways, yes. But
some way, you got to remove your pride when it comes to stuff like that.
No. Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, you took the picture, and in the end, if it's making them happy.
Well, I mean, if they like it.
Yeah.
So I think that would be.
No, they're not buying it out of pity or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're cool that way.
Yes.
So nice. That's cool. That's cool. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
So we can find you on Facebook at Captured by Chelsea.
Yes.
All right. And you'll be posting there routinely. We didn't even get to that, but you'll post some stuff there.
Yeah.
And you'll start introducing your story so that people can get excited about that. So how do you feel about all that?
I'm really excited to see how it all works out.
Sure.
So I think that will be the best part, to just sure. how it all works out.
Nice. And which means also, I want you to do me a favor. On your Facebook that you have, I guess right now, since we don't have a website quite yet, I want you to put on there your commitments that you made here for all March 15th. Are you cool with that?
Yes.
One of the beautiful things about this is that it's keeping you accountable to all of your followers. So you can show people your journey, which is even going to introduce your story even more. This is what I got going on. Hey, I was out today. This was time number 2 of this week. Yay, you
yes.
I'm checking it off my list.
I think that will be cool.
That's very cool. And you can have a lot of fun with it, and it'll keep you accountable to actually get it done.
Yes.
Something that's huge, where a lot of people just commit, air quotes, to do something, and they don't necessarily tell anyone.
Yeah.
And so then they can easily say nothing, and nothing happens, and no big deal, right?
Yeah.
That's why starting in, I don't know, a few days at the gym, you'll see it just packed. And by mid-February, it'll be empty again, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of people that said they're going to do something super awesome for New Year's, but they didn't necessarily commit to anyone.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, they didn't commit to anyone that's going to keep them accountable. You're committing right now on the air. And through your social media presence to all your followers and all that jazz. So that make you do what you need to do?
Yes, I think so.
All right. And you'll have fun doing it?
Yeah, I have a lot of fun.
Hey, that's the most important part. Boom.
Thanks.
And then you'll make some money from it. So that's cool, right?
That's a bonus.
Cool. So, Chelsea, I appreciate you being on the show. Did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. If there was one more thing that you could tell the world right now, presuming that the whole world is listening, what would it be?
Well, thank you for liking my pictures.
Awesome.
And listening.
Awesome. I love it. Super cool. This has been Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggle, stories, and triumphant successes of business owners across the land, coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. My name is James Kademan, and Authentic Business Adventures is brought to you by Calls on Call, offering call answering and receptionist services for small businesses across the country on the web at callsoncall.com, as well as Draw In Customers Business Coaching, offering business coaching services for entrepreneurs in all stages of their business on the web at drawincustomers.com. And of course, The Bold Business Book, a book for the entrepreneur in all of us, available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold. We'd like to thank you, our wonderful listeners, as well as our wonderful guest, Chelsea, owner of Captured by Chelsea. Thank you very much, Chelsea.
Thank you.
Find us airing on 103.5 Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m., as well as at sunprairiemediacenter.com. Past episodes can be found morning, noon, and night at the podcast link, found at drawincustomers.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. I want you to stay awesome. If you do nothing else, enjoy your business.